622, 1320 WILS. What a week Uber has had. It's been years of problematic corporate culture there. Well, this week the company promised a large-scale reset, and the CEO said he's going to take a leave of absence. But is this nearly enough? Chris Olieri is with us. He's the founder and principal at the public relations firm Mulberry and Astor. Chris, great to have you on WILS.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, what's first of all, in terms of the damage to the brand of Uber, how bad is it right now, would you say?
I mean, I don't even think we even know the full extent of it. I think basically what they need to do is blow up the company and start over. And, I mean, that might sound funny, but in a lot of ways, I mean, we've seen just how far a first mover, really innovative company can go despite itself. Hmm. So, you know, Uber has done really well, but yet it's not really had to deal with competition. And I think right now is a great moment for its competition to come together.
I mean, the issue, it's interesting that it's not an issue where the customers are affected in any direct way, right? It's an internal corporate issue. How does that really ultimately affect how customers see a company, though?
Well, I think in many ways that, you know, Uber's riders are looking at perhaps different issues than Wall Street and public relations and ad executives are looking at. And, mm-hmm. you know, for many people that are downloading and using Uber or Lyft or any other number of ride-hailing apps, they're looking for convenience. But I think that more and more people want to use brands that they feel are ethical or are being managed correctly and aren't breaking the law. In some cases, though, there have been complaints of Uber drivers and Uber people that are using the app right. not being safe and problems happening.
So tell me this, Chris. What is the immediate effect? If customers may not be immediately reacting, what's the direct harm to the company when these issues within their culture come up?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, you know, this big report that Eric Holder, you know, led on, you know, you basically had a number of conclusions come, you know, with Kalanick, the CEO, leaving temporarily. You know, it's not a full termination. It's not a firing. He's leaving indefinitely. But we really haven't touched on at all, the 600,000 drivers alone that are in the United States. There's millions more. You know, there's probably a million plus globally. So if we look at Uber as the first line of its workforce, the infantry of its brand, if you will, are these drivers. Mm. And so in a lot of ways, there's a lot of complaints, a lot of problems that they're having. And, you know, that this isn't exactly, you know, what the company has cracked it up to be. It's like, be your own boss and this empowering place to work and, you know, you can drive when you want. And that's kind of fallen hollow and not really synced too well with their workforce. So a lot of this study and, you know, the what they've been looking into, it has really been about their corporate workforce and not so much their drivers.
We're talking to Chris Olieri, the founder and principal at the public relations firm Mulberry and Astor. And so, Chris, you talk about blowing the company up at this point. Is it that bad? Or if you step in, if they're hiring you to help them on the PR front, what's the first step?
I mean, I think that, you know, they've brought on a really senior brand person from Apple. They've probably brought on other less senior hires, but they're bringing on people who can take a brand, get excitement around it, and really grow that excitement. But I just don't know from the perspective of crisis communications, people that have taken brands in truly in crisis. And I don't think that we've really seen a brand in modern history take as many hits as it did. Mm-hmm. But throughout all of these hits, all of these moments, and really the Susan Fowler's resignation letter that came out in February, that was really a turning point, you know, for the company in terms of all the accusations. And that's when Arianna Huffington, who's a board member, claimed we need to be doing a full investigation, and that's mm-hmm. where Holder came in. And so they released the results of this investigation, but in many ways, I think that we have yet to really see the full effects of it. But like I was saying...
I should note, yeah. I have not seen any Uber commercials. I don't know if they do TV commercials, really. Is that...
No, I don't think that they do.
Is that
I think
a campaign that they should pursue? You know, kind of...
Yeah, really... I mean, that could be, but I think in many ways they have to follow up with, like, the right type of change of business practices. Because, as I was saying, you know, throughout all of these complaints, all of these hits against their brand, their CEO was at the helm. So at some level, I mean, I was just listening to your previous interview, he's the commander-in-chief, President Trump. You know, the president or the president and CEO of this company is also the commander-in-chief of that brand. And so, you know, when all of this is happening under his watch, you have to look at the leadership across. Now, there were huge departures recently of senior-level workforce. That's a step. But I think that rank and file and a lot of these emerging companies, I mean, this is the most successful startup, the highest valued startup in the history of the United States. Mm. I mean, we're looking at a $70 billion valuation. Yes. Now, with that, they've kind of been given this license to grow, you know, by any means necessary, do what you wish. But I think when we look at these companies coming out of Silicon Valley, we're expecting the GEs, the GMs, the McDonald's, the PepsiCos, these big grown-up companies, great places to work, good corporate citizens. But when we look at these brands, we can't have those high expectations because these are child brands. These are adolescents, if you will.
It's kind of, it almost makes me think of the Fox News issue, the fact that there was a cultural issue there that took a while to kind of come out, and I'm not sure if a company like Fox News is going to fully recover from that image. I guess they went through the same, you know, it's the same route. But they let go of Roger Ailes there. Now, Uber, they're not firing their CEO. What do you make of that, that they're still holding off on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a sign of a weak board. I think that that's the sign of a company that feels like their CEO and founder is inextricably linked to the future success of the company. And it looks like hedging. You know, they're hedging their bets. There are enough. I mean, if this were any other industry, any other type of sector, this person would be gone months ago.
Last thing, Chris. How do you know when a crisis is really going to take you out versus something that just give it a little time and it'll just fade away? You know, try not to make too big of a deal out of it. How do you know that it's not that kind of case?
Well, I think you will know when it's happening because if all arrows in all directions are pointing to these problems, then you've got a problem. And probably if your mom checks in on you and says, "How are things at the office?" then you probably know you have a problem as well.
Yeah. Do you use Uber then yourself still? Or?
You know what? It's funny. I use all the different ride sharing apps or ride hailing apps. You know, I haven't used an Uber in a while. But you know, for me, from my standpoint, I think that this is an opportunity really for Lyft and for other brands. You know, Lyft can really come in and do something different. I mean, what we haven't talked about is Uber's having trouble in many towns, cities, countries at any given moment, right? They've done some kind of shady practices in some places. Well, they've gotten caught.
Yeah, but part of the growth, of course, is the complexity of it all. Chris, we'll have you on again. It's Chris Olieri, founder and principal at the public relations firm Mulberry and Astor. Chris Olieri, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.